Greetings, lovely listeners. This is the first podcast episode of a three-part series all about Lilydale. Now, if you have been to Lilydale, you know what a magical place it is, right? And if you haven't, then may this podcast series inspire you to have a fun time with Google, you know, introducing yourself to Lilydale. And hopefully it will motivate you to go visit yourself because it's just surreal, okay? So this first podcast is a little bit about Lilydale, how I came to be aware of Lilydale, right? Lilydale, it's actually Lilydale Assembly, technically, first originated in the mid to late 1800s as a place for spiritualists to gather and talk about spiritualism. Now, for those of you not familiar, spiritualism is an actual organized, established religion. Last time I checked, I think there were a few million members worldwide in this religion. Spiritualism is beautiful because, you know, look at the root word spirit, right? That is what they hold at the heart of their religious belief. That spirit is all around, and we are here to live alongside spirit this life for support, right? And that there is this consciousness around us that is divine. Google the religion yourself, go on that little, go down that rabbit hole. But it's really important because Lilydale is all about the religion of spiritualism. It's a spiritualist community, the largest one in the world, right? And it has quite a history. It's got quite an amazing amount of well-known historical figures that have made its way through Lilydale. And still, you know, even to this day, you know, most of the famous mediums you know that teach or are very prominent have visited Lilydale. Some of them own houses, actually, in the community. It's actually an island, by the way, which is so neat. I didn't even realize that. Has the most beautiful lake that you can go sit at. It's got a beach. You can kayak. It's just surreal. It's beautiful. But then also, historically speaking, Abraham Lincoln, Susan B. Anthony, just to name a few, have visited this space, Lilydale. And it's got such an energy to it. There have been some TV shows, well, little, you know, there's been some films made about Lilydale. So Google that. It's super fun to watch. The whole concept of this, and I say this with all respect, I'm such a businesswoman down here in Texas. To be a successful medium, you got to be a businesswoman. You got to be a businessman, okay? So when I entered Lilydale for the first time, I looked at it from such a business standpoint, right? Like how these mediums are surviving with their mediumship. And it blew my mind because it's basically a community of mediums. And if not mediums, then, you know, spiritualists, which the mediums are all spiritualists there, but spiritualist people who do believe in spirit or mediumship. So you have this little island world that feels like a fairy that feels like a magical fairy bubble with this beautiful lake, with these houses built in the late 1800s that look like little gingerbread houses that are, you know, on this hill going up and down with these streets. The yards are like little fairy, picture perfect. If there was a fairy house, it would be what a garden to a fairy house would look like. They're colorful, they're different colors. Some are updated, some are needing updated, some are somewhere in the middle. It is truly beautiful. One of my favorite things to do at Lilydale is just to walk up and down the streets and look at the gardening. Look at the landscaping. It's so magical. And from a business standpoint, you have all these mediums that work together. The Lilydale which I should say, Lilydale Assembly, it is a registered nonprofit, a religious organization. So there is that business aspect. But you have these mediums who you can walk up and down the streets, and you can, they will have a little table on their porch or out front with a sign-up book. And you can sign up for a session if the medium has openings, and you just go into their house, their little Victorian house, and you have your session. You can also book with them and schedule online ahead of time. Sometimes the mediums, it seems like some would throw out some openings last minute. Some would book up far in advance. You just never know what you're going to get when you walk up and down those streets, at least during open season when I visited, which is about 8 to 10 weeks, beginning in June, going through July, and a little bit longer. But you never know what you're going to get when you walk up and down those streets. It's one of the most magical walks ever for me. And, you know, there's a fairy forest, there's a fairy trail throughout a forest with all these tall trees. And then you walk this little narrow path, and there's like fairy stuff set up everywhere. And some mediums claim they've seen fairies. There is a squirrel temple. It is the cutest thing. Being from the South, seeing black squirrels was new to me. It was so funny. It's a squirrel haven. They, you know, lie on these slabs of stone, and they just eat and fill up, and they're plump and they're cute. There are rec centers or little buildings where they run classrooms. There's churches, of course. In Lilydale, there's Church of the Living Spirit. There's also the main Lilydale Church. I think they call it the theater, or the it's also the big, it's their biggest facility where they can host speakers, events, guests with the largest theater seating that they have. See, I'm looking at this from like a business standpoint, booking venues, right? They have places to eat, real cute coffee shop. They have, they have Inspiration Stump. Okay, so it's probably my favorite spot in all of Lilydale. You literally walk on a gravel path through a forest, and all of a sudden it opens up into this big, huge old tree stump. Lots of history there. Google it. And there are these benches, just wooden benches, that will seat at least a few hundred. And it's like this little opening amidst all these trees that are so tall, you can hardly see the sky. And during open season, there are multiple services a day at Inspiration Stump. And they call them, Lilydale calls them all message services. So basically for 1 hour, you have a registered medium chairing the service. And they get up there, they greet the audience. And for 1 hour, it's boom, 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 at least six mediums bringing contacts from spirit. Each medium gets about 8 to 9 minutes, and they bring like three contacts. And to be quite honest, listeners, the first time I attended any type of service at Lilydale was the Inspiration Stump. I didn't think I was still in my body. It was that crazy of a shift from mediumship I know it to be in Texas. Like literally, I was in nature, far, far from home, watching mediums bring messages from spirit in the middle of the woods with a microphone. Because they have a little microphone, a little speaker system up by the stump. And I was just, I was baffled. The chair people who run the stump service and then Forest Temple, which is another outdoor space where they hold a all message service, okay? I was just baffled at this. It was the coolest thing ever to me, though. literally, when I got back from my first trip to Lilydale, I looked for acres to buy because I wanted my school, Intuitive Insights, to have an outdoor dimming facility. Of course, in Texas, we'd only be able to sit outdoors like 4 or 5 months if we're lucky out of the year. And I'm still on the lookout for that acreage, actually. Haven't found it yet, but I was that inspired, is my point, when I came back from Lilydale. I love the outdoor theme of all message services from a business standpoint. I think that could go over very, very well in the South. All due respect to Lilydale. It's just, it's something that was so new and different to me and so beautiful and so healing and cleansing and the outdoors and the air and the nature. From a business standpoint also, I was very impressed by the chair people. I think I watched the chairperson just as much as I watched the mediums who demonstrated, the 6 mediums that would demonstrate during that hour with service at Inspiration Stump and Forest Temple. I watched the chairperson just as much because they really have to be on their toes, following the medium, making sure that they, you know, they're student mediums who get up to demonstrate at Inspiration Stump, making sure these mediums don't, how do I say this, kind of pivot in a direction that would show that they need more development in an area. So I can, you know, and it was funny when some of the students who were practicing, which they, you know, they're all, Lilydale, the mediums, they're all about growing and stretching and learning and doing that at Inspiration Stump. But to me, it's so funny to watch the chairperson. It was funny that if they had any type of concern for a student medium up there, they'd start to inch closer. They'd stand off to the side of the stump. And then when the medium needed help or they were running over time sometimes, right? Because there's no one keeping time. Like, you don't go over your 10 minutes, which it just made me chuckle. You just had to be quick. You knew, land the contact, say a little bit, bring a message. But if they went over or something was not running smoothly, the chairperson's feet from the side, or they were standing at the side of the stump, they would start moving their feet, taking slow steps, inching closer and closer to the medium demonstrating. And I just chuckle inside because I'm like, oh, they're inching closer. Yep, this student's kind of going on too much. Or, they're not being able to land the contact. It's just so cool. I thought it was just really, really cool. And let's see what else happened. Tons of in-person classes, teachers from all over the U.S. will teach during open season. And I talk about open season because that's when I visited last summer and this summer. And I'll talk about those two visits in detail over the next 2 podcasts. But this podcast is all about, like, what it is. What is Lilydale? Lilydale Assembly. And I just wanted to give you the basis and background for what it is. You know, what it is to me is a very, very special place where you can be a professional in your mediumship and have a support system. Sure, if you throw a bunch of mediums together, like any community, there's always, you know, pros and cons, you know, living that close together. But to be quite honest, that's everywhere. And I think when they have this mediumship at the heart of everything they do, yes, call it spiritualism, it's a win-win, right? It's, you know, if you have a few hundred people living on this island all about mediumship, while there may be your typical let's hang out together, this group, that group, your typical formations you see in any type of community, friendships, groups, right? I would say for the most part, it's pretty freaking magical. And everyone really seems to find a place there. And I think it's fascinating. So you can test and train to become a registered medium of Lilydale. And when you do become registered, you have to give so many hours to these demonstrations at Inspiration Stump or Forest Temple. It really is amazing. From a businesswoman standpoint, I was blown away. I was like, this place is really awesome. It really, really is. So it's just super neat place. So how did I find out about it? I actually trained under Mavis. I went through a year with her. And when I started my second year, Mavis had brought in some more professional mediums to train under her. And they were introduced as Lilydale mediums. And I thought, and this was about in 2021, 2022. And I thought, what is Lilydale? And I Googled it and I researched and I thought, this is so crazy cool. Look at this. All these mediums live together up north. It's like, that's their whole life. And what was really interesting was in Mavis's class, I got to, hear and watch them kind of shift from that quick way of working, like at the services, like go direct or land the contact in like 30 seconds and then bring a message. I got to hear what that was like, to hear them explain how their way of working was versus kind of what outside of Lilydale presents with mediumship development, which is like typical 7-minute contacts. You can go direct or you can throw out information. You unfold a story, you bring evidence to the spirit person, then you get to the message. So it was very interesting to see these different methodologies of mediumship, you know, be spoken about and see the differences and watch, you know, my classmates make that switch and work in a group setting. It was fascinating. So I have two friends that I do spiritual trips with. We went to Mount Shasta, we went to Sedona, and we went to Lilydale last June together. And I think based on, you know, my classmates that I'd met in Mavis's class, and between COVID, we eventually got our trip planned for June of 2024, and we went. And I'd go every year if I could. I'd go multiple times for open season. I could just sit at Inspiration Stump and Forest Temple and watch the mediums for hours. That's how much I love it there. And I'm fascinated by different ways of working with mediumship. I'm fascinated by the business module that Lilydale is, and the sociology of it, and everyone being there, living there. I'm fascinated by the certification process. I think it's just genius. I love it. So next podcast, I'm going to share with you what my first trip to Lilydale was like in June 2024, where I demonstrated at the Forest Temple service. I'm really going to take you through that experience in detail so you can hopefully grow and learn in that. If you ever go to Lilydale and want to demonstrate at Stump as a visiting medium, or maybe at Forest Temple where you are a professional medium visiting, because it's the coolest experience in the world. Until next time, listeners. Hope you enjoyed part 1 of 3 over Lilydale.